We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat, a place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
All right, it is Taz the Moose with you here on this Monday morning, CBS Sports Radio, as we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. Home is so much more than a house. It's the home of your dreams, and for 30 years, they've been making it better. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. Simple as that. 855-212-4227. That's CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line brought to you by Geico. Great news. Quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. Mark Herzlich is going to join us in a little bit. Run around the National Football League with him, former linebacker, star at Boston College with the New York Giants as well. Let's kick off this hour, Taz, with the three.
It is now time for the three. We get you caught up on the three biggest headlines of the day with Taz and the Moose. Number one.
Falcons Sunday night thriller versus the Eagles.
No, it was a thriller, Taz. Back and forth kind of tale of two halves when you look at Philadelphia once again for them. They held on. Defense was able to make some plays. At one point in time, down 17-6, were able to rally, actually take a 20-17 lead. Falcons, 4th-and-3, big catch on a 4th-and-3 wide receiver bubble to Julio Jones. Great blocking, as you pointed out, by Matthews and alike. And he scrambles and runs 53 yards for a touchdown. Then their defense holds on late as the Eagles drive inside the Falcons' 20-yard line.
Yeah, no doubt. Just a huge win for Atlanta at home. It's big. They're sitting 1-1 now. The Eagles are 1-1. I mean, 1-1 is manageable. This early, you don't want to be 0-2, obviously. So if you're 1-1, I understand it stinks for the Eagles and Wentz. Not exactly wasn't great, but he had two interceptions and stuff like that. And we don't know if he's 100% physically good. Who knows? But the thing is, at least they're 1-1 if you're Eagles. I know they have a very hardcore fan base. But, yeah, and that play that we talked about a lot with Julio Jones shows his athleticism, that bubble screen on the outside, great blocking, as you said, and by Sanu and Matthews. But the thing is, man, he really is a special kind of wide receiver. I mean, is he the best wide receiver in the NFL? He probably is. I mean, he's splitting halves with maybe him and Antonio Brown. Let's see if Beckham does something. He's done some great stuff in his career, too. But still, I mean, Julio Jones, I mean, he's just, he had two touchdowns, 106 yards, just played great. So, and the defense played pretty good, too. So, you know, it was a good game. It was a good hard-hitting NFC game, which you expect to see the Falcons and the Eagles.
Yeah, it was. Here is Julio talking about that final touchdown, courtesy of the NFL Network.
First thing first, just trying to get the first down. Muhammad threw a great block for me. Without that, that play wouldn't even be possible for me to go down and score. But once he sprung me, and it was one-on-one, me in a safety, a foot race, you know, I have credit around here. I can't let nobody run me down.
Hold on a second. Wait a minute. What? Muhammad Sanu, he did throw a good block for you, Julio. Did you see number 70?
Yeah, Jake Matthews threw a good block as well.
That's the block that sprung the whole freaking play, dude. Wow. How does he not even give the love to the old lineman? That's an outrage. Sorry. After my hot take earlier, I had to follow it up with that.
Well, that was your play of the week. Here is Matt Ryan on what the victory does for the team.
When you go through these tough battles against good teams, and it doesn't all go your way. I mean, there's ups and downs, and you find a way to kind of battle through that and get the job done. Those are the things that good teams do, and you find ways to get it done when it's not perfect. I think that's really good for the psyche of our team. And
yeah, no doubt about it, Taz. For the Falcons, not a perfect game, not the cleanest of games, but a victory nonetheless. Now they're 1-1, as are the Philadelphia Eagles, in what was a very, very entertaining Sunday night game.
Number 2.
Drew Brees and Big Ben suffer injuries.
Wow, see who's back, huh?
Yes, Zach is back. Wow. Yes, here is Brees talking about that hand injury after yesterday's loss for the Saints out in L.A.
Hit my thumb on Aaron Donald, so we'll see. It's to Jared Cook. Yeah, I'm on the third down play, yep. I did. I got x-rays, but I'm meeting with a specialist here very soon, and we'll see what he says.
Yeah, so he said he's concerned about this right thumb injury, Taz. He tried to pick up a football and could not during the course of the game. If you see the picture that was posted by a Saints beat writer that was, as he was addressing the media, his right hand was behind his back. They snapped a photo. It's almost like he had like a soft cast that and a wrap in which the thumb was wrapped as well. Not completely wrapped, just more at the base of it than anything else, but he stayed out in Los Angeles. He's going to meet with a hand specialist. He said there's concern. Obviously, if he's out, that changes the complexion of that Saints season.
Yeah, we talked about this a lot earlier, about this game and about the situation with Drew Brees going down with that thumb. And it's if you want to hear the whole conversation, go listen, download Taz and the Moose for free. Every day you can do that at Apple Podcasts and Radio.com or Stitcher. Or wherever you get your podcast, you can download Taz and Moose every day. We do 3 hours every day, right? So you guys are busy. It's tough to hear the whole 3 hours, you know? So that's when you utilize the podcast. But regardless, Teddy Bridgewater, I thought, played okay, you know, coming in there. I mean, initially he was a little bit of a deer in the headlights, but then he got his act together in there and started playing better, you know, for the Rams. I'm not implying that he's Drew Brees, but he started getting a little connectivity going with the great Michael Thomas. Who had 10 catches for 89 yards. So we'll see what happens. If Bridgewater now this week can be working with the ones, and if you can get a flow going there, we'll see. But no, to the point that you made earlier, and I was with you on your point, he's not Drew Brees. This changes the Saints' future this year. If Brees is going to be out a significant amount of time, we'll see.
Well, and also, you know, Brees is older too, Taz.
Yeah.
You know, and he wasn't throwing the ball deep already. You've seen the age take effect and on his arm strength too. So now you throw in this kind of thumb injury. You know, hope for the best, but you know, anytime the player knows, has an idea. You know, x-rays were negative, so it's great that there's no break, but there's obviously something of significance in that injury. I'm not going to play doctor. I don't know what it is, but he's staying out in L.A. to visit a hand specialist. You know, if he's playing this week, it seems like odds are he won't be. We'll just see how much time Drew Brees is missing, because he knows his body better than anybody else. You're talking about a quarterback that's also in his early 40s.
Yeah, and then we were talking about this earlier. I was saying it just takes longer for guys to recover and to rehab. The older you get, the longer it takes your body to get back in playing shape. And he's far from a spring chicken. He's got a lot of lean muscle on him. He's not overweight and stuff like that, meaning Drew Brees. So I do think maybe he looks like he's in great shape. Obviously, he's an NFL player. I know that. But he's lean. He's got a lot of lean muscle. You can tell. I could tell looking at him. His arms, at least. You can see his body and the way he's always looked his career. So I do think that can help him in the recovery process or to speed it up a little bit. But I'll tell you what, man. Once the Rams defense, who they're a tremendous defense. Actually, on my fantasy team, that's my defense. I think it's like 8-9 points. I can't remember for a defense. They were flying around the friggin' field. Once they saw that Breeze was out and that Bridgewater was in there, Lordy B, man, they were bringing the wood, boy. They were coming. And Saints was smothered, man. They couldn't do much. I mean, so, you know, got whooped 27-9, but that defense for the Rams needs some credit.
Yeah, they did play much better. And McVay talked about their effort offensively and defensively in the second half. And then you go to Pittsburgh, Taz, as the Steelers are now 0-2 on the season. The Seahawks are 2-0. Seattle goes into Pittsburgh, find a way to win 28-26 the final. And in the loss, Roethlisberger, an inability to finish the game. Right elbow injury. We'll know more about that significance of that right elbow injury today, tomorrow, here moving forward. But Mason Rudolph, the former Oklahoma State star, stepped in. And as you mentioned, played very, very well in his stead. He's just not Roethlisberger. Now you're looking at a Steeler team where Roethlisberger's out with an elbow injury. We'll see the significance. James Conner, star young running back, hurt his knee in the game as well. We know no Le'Veon Bell. We know no Antonio Brown, Taz.
Yeah.
I mean, things are changing in Pittsburgh very, very quickly.
Yeah, you're not kidding. And I was reading a tweet from Adam Schefter. He said a decision is expected today on whether Steelers quarterback Ben Roethlisberger will need elbow surgery per league sources. Roethlisberger wants to avoid it at all costs. But ultimately, it depends what the doctors say. So hopefully for Ben Roethlisberger and the Steelers and their fan base, you know, that doesn't have to happen for Ben. If that's the case, well, oof.
Yeah, yeah, tough one. It's a here tough is one. Yeah. Here is Roethlisberger after the game on the. Here's Tomlin, I should say, after the game on the injury.
Ben had an elbow injury to his right elbow. It's being evaluated. He wasn't able to return. We didn't change the offense for him. Mason's capable, man. He's been a part of this thing. He's the backup quarterback. We're capable of functioning in a very normal manner when he's in there, and we did.
Yeah, and you knew that they were comfortable with Mason Rudolph when they're trading their backup Josh Dobbs, the former Tennessee star, to Jacksonville after the Foles injury. So Rudolph steps in. And remember when a couple years ago when they drafted Mason Rudolph and Roethlisberger was all ticked off?
We talked about that.
We talked that. He said, focus on the here and now. Well, we're dealing with the here and now right now, Taz. It looks like Mason Rudolph is going to get major burn at quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers just year two as a Steeler.
Yeah, and you know, for the Steelers now sitting 0-2 to just lost that game to the Hawks at home, which is tough. And, you know, now you got to surround yourself around Mason Rudolph at least for next week. I think they play the Niners. I think they play the 49ers. I think they're in San Fran, I believe, too. So you're on the road against a hot.
That's going to be tough.
Jimmy G. Yeah, man. That's going to be tough. Rough, man.
That is going to be for the
For Mason Rudolph to go now on the road.
Yeah. Tough spot.
Tough.
Yeah. We'll see. And we'll see if... And Taz gave you the Schefter tweet. We'll see what that decision is, whether or not they have to have surgery on that right elbow for Roethlisberger or not. All right, next.
Number three.
Antonio Brown, TD in debut for Patriots.
Yes, he did have a touchdown in his debut for New England as the Patriots just absolutely throttled the Miami Dolphins, who really should not be suiting up and playing every week. They are a brutal I mean, they are a brutal team. They lose that game 43-0. They had 11 first downs. The Miami Dolphins had 184 total yards of offense, 142 through the air. You know, they turned the football over on four occasions. It was an absolute and complete butt-whipping by the Patriots. And you saw Antonio Brown, Mr. Number 17 in all, get four catches, 50-plus yards, Taz, and a touchdown. And what you could debate that maybe there should have been offensive pass interference called on that play because he pushed off a little bit on the defensive back, but still was not called. They did not reverse the call on the field. And it really would not have mattered. I mean, the disparity between the two is embarrassing. And I mentioned it earlier, Taz, I think Miami might be the worst team I've seen in the NFL in 10 years.
Yeah, they're horrible. It's absolutely horrible. They're really bad. You feel for Flores, comes in, takes that team on. Former Belichick assistant, former defensive coordinator for Belichick. You thought maybe Belichick and Brady would have a little, you know, let up on him a little bit. That's Flores. He used to be our guy.
Go Pats!
Not so fast. No, Bill Belichick put a foot on his throat. I mean, like, he had no mercy, bro. No mercy whatsoever. But, you know, the thing is, like, it's a tough deal right here, man. Like, if you're Flores, your locker room, you got a guy like Minka Fitzpatrick, arguably your top defensive back, you know, he don't want to be there. you know, he wants out. And apparently there's like something like 19 or 20 teams that want him, which I can understand. The guy's a real good player.
Yeah.
But, and I said this during the week, last week I should say, I heard some of the guys on TV talking about it on the studio shows before the NFL games yesterday. That's a tough look. That's tough when you got a guy in your locker room that don't want to be there. And he's starting. You know, he's starting. You know, I mean, I'm not saying he's dogging it on the field, but it's like, how is it that, you know, how is it that you have this guy on your team in your locker room and he's starting? I understand how good he is. He don't want to be there. I don't know. Maybe I'm old school, but I got to be honest. I'd bench him. Here's why, Bruce. No, hit me out. Here's why, dude. This guy playing, you are now allowing him to have an open audition for other teams. So what he's doing is an open audition.
Right.
I understand. You're losing every game anyway, for the most part. You're going to lose every game.
Right.
You stink. Why play him? You know, you want to be off the team? Fine. Bench him. Do whatever. Go. I'm sorry. If you don't want to be there, I don't want you on my team. That's just me.
Well, and that's fair. I mean, I can make the argument you don't want him to get hurt either. Why play him if you're gonna try and move him and try and get rid of him?
From a business perspective, you're saying, right? Well, that's true. I didn't think of that.
If he all of a sudden tears his ACL, you're not gonna get anything for him. From that perspective as well, if he wants out and you're going to move him, then I want to try and keep that asset healthy.
Yeah,
why put him from a business perspective? Why put him on the field?
If I'm
trying to move him now, you mentioned the amount of teams. They reportedly want a first round draft choice. The reports before the game yesterday is that the Dolphins franchise they expect to move Fitzpatrick this week, so we'll see where Minka does end up. But as they are, you know, regardless if he's on the field or not, they're bad.
They're real bad. Well,
they've got no juice on the sideline. There was a shot yesterday early on in the game where they showed Fitzpatrick sitting on the bench.
Which Fitzpatrick?
Ryan Fitzpatrick. Ryan Fitzpatrick, Mr. Beard and all, sitting on the bench, Taz. And if you could have put, like, one of those cartoon, like, what you're thinking, like, you know, like, you could have, like, it was, he looked, like, so defeated and beaten down. And the score at that stage, I think if the score at that stage was maybe, like, it was, like, 13-0 at that, and he just looked, oh, my God, like, this is just terrible.
But see, that's funny, and you're right, because, and for a good chunk of the game, it was manageable. It was 13-0.
Right.
The Patriots, they didn't. If you didn't watch this game, and I watched a lot of it, they won the game 43-0. They didn't roll them. I mean, throughout, they rolled them in the fourth quarter.
No, this wasn't Baltimore. This wasn't Baltimore fake punt second quarter up 35-0.
No. But I know the shot you're talking about with the beard. He's sitting there and he's miserable. What is he thinking? He's like, geez, I got a Harvard degree. Why am I here? Right? That's what he's probably thinking.
Go ahead.
But here's what I'm going to say about Josh Rosen. Because he came in to play, right?
He did.
As you know. You know, he almost got injured bad. And he checked him out, man. I thought he either tore his knee up or his ankle. They looked at his ankle. I thought it was his knee. And the kid got up and was okay. I
was surprised.
I thought he was done.
I thought they were going to call for the card.
Yeah, me too. I said, oh, man, this poor guy can't catch a break.
I know. I thought he was done.
And the Dolphins were wearing those awesome throwback uniforms.
I love the unis.
Oh, I loved it. They had that and the Rams. The Rams throwback uniform and the Buccaneers. Those three are my favorite.
I would go.
Creamsicle Jones.
Right. I'd go Bucks, Miami, Rams.
In that order?
Probably.
Okay. I'm going to go. I'm with you. I'm with you. We agree.
That would be my three. Those Tampa Bay old school creamsicle are probably my favorite.
With the Buccaneer gimmick guy on the helmet, Billy Buck, whatever it is. We don't know the name of the mascot. I don't know the name of the mascot. You might, Moose.
I don't. I wish I don't. I don't know
it's
the
not
name.
Not Billy.
It's probably not Billy. I don't know what it is.
Benji, the Buccaneer.
But Taz, look at Miami here.
Yeah.
If you look at Miami, where are they winning a game, right? Just quickly here. All right. At Dallas this week, are they winning?
No. It's not
Los Angeles Chargers home.
Nope.
Bye week. That's a win.
They'll win the bye.
That's
week.
A win for us
they,
all.
They got one there.
Yes.
They got one.
Redskins home.
No.
They could beat Washington.
Listen,
really
I'm
going to
tell you. That's true. Wait a minute. Let me back.
They could beat Washington. They could be Washington. I'm telling you.
If you just joined in this program, Moose is a big Redskin fan.
I am. They could be Washington.
But he's a realistic Redskin fan. That's one thing I'll tell you. I've never heard you ever I'm doing a show at you about 18 months, nine days, 3 hours, whatever it is. I got to tell you, and I knew you before the show, I have never, ever heard you say one thing positive about your Redskins. I'm not kidding you. I have never.
Mike, you're right about
have you
that.
Ever heard him say one word positive?
No.
He won't say, like, even a lot of negative. He's just, like, indifferent.
I'm so beaten down.
It's just, you're really. Just, it's sad.
I'll give
it's
you a positive. I feel bad for you. This might be the first positive in 19 months, right? The Terry McLaurin, the wide receiver out of Ohio State, he could play.
Yeah,
the kid, that kid could play. He could play. And he had 4 catches, 52 yards, and a touchdown. They're so inept. They really are. Trent Williams has got to be laughing.
So that game. That's true. You're right. Offensive tackle.
That game's down in Miami.
That game with the Dolphins and Redskins, that could be.
Could be for the number one pick.
It could be Stinkfest Jones.
Oh, no
By
doubt.
By the way, I have some news for you.
Yeah.
Not breaking news. Captain Fear is the Buccaneers mascot.
Captain Fear. There you go.
Our mascot research team found that out for us.
But if you look, okay, so quickly here.
Captain Fear.
Washington home, they could win that game. They're not beating Buffalo in Buffalo. They're not going to beat Pittsburgh.
We're going back to the give me
Here. There's only, okay, Buffalo and Buffalo, they're not winning that.
No, that's
just winnable.
No.
Washington's a winnable game. Pittsburgh and Pittsburgh, even with Rudolph at quarterback, I don't think they're winning that game.
I agree.
Jets at home. You would expect Darnold to be back for the Jets.
How many weeks? That's 4 weeks away?
That's week nine.
Yeah, he'll be back. Darnold will be back.
Yeah, he'll be back. We're talking about early November.
Okay.
At Indianapolis, Buffalo
home. You're going 100 miles an hour. I'm trying to keep
I'm
up.
I'm sorry.
What team are you on?
I'm on Jets. Jets down in Miami. Just look at this winnable here. Winnable. Jets down in Miami. That's not a winner. Is it winnable? I guess, but the Jets will beat them. At Indianapolis. They're not beating the Colts.
I don't know. Brissett, he'll look like Brady.
Buffalo home. Unless
they're not beating them.
They're not beating them. At Cleveland.
No.
Philadelphia home.
No.
At the Jets.
No.
At the Giants. That might be winnable. Giants are terrible. Giants December 15, Daniel Jones at quarterback.
I like the Giants in that one.
All right, Cincinnati home.
I think Cincinnati's going to beat. I think Cincinnati, they won last week. Their new coach, Zach Taylor, they're going to figure this thing out. They're going to be actually pretty. I mean, I'm not a big Dalton guy, but I don't think they're beating. I think the Dolphins will lose that game, too.
They close the year at New England.
Good luck on that one.
Go Pats!
That's another beat.
Taz, you might look at it, the only winnable game
is your team.
Is my team. The only winnable game would be the Skins.
Now, if one of those teams happened to lose to them, like my Bills, how embarrassing.
Oh, my God. It's terrible. That's terrible. That's the fear one, where you don't want to lose to a team as bad as Miami.
And my team's that type of team that's on the car. I'm all cocky now. We're 2-0. I'm like, oh, yeah. Come on. Bring it on, baby.
We come back. We'll talk to Mark Kerslake. We'll run around the National Football League. It's Taz. It's Moose. It's CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
It's a Monday, reacting to week two, the Sunday that was. Got a big Monday night affair. Interesting Monday night affair tonight with the Jets and the Cleveland Browns. Cleveland out at MetLife Stadium, the Jets. Trying to find a way to win a game with their backup quarterback in Trevor Siemian. They're also their star first-year linebacker with them. C.J. Mosley out as well with that groin issue. We know Le'Veon Bell is going to play, but he's got a banged-up shoulder. Quincy Enunwa, second time he's had a neck injury. Taz, very talented young wide receiver, which is, as we talked about when that news came out at the time, you know a lot about neck injuries, and he suffers another neck injury. For him in his young career, I feel bad for him. Tough. His season is over. Quincy
sucks. Sucks for a young guy like that, for sure. So, I would say, you know, it's going to be a hell of a battle tonight. But, I mean, if you're Monday Night Football, what's that, ESPN, I think it is? They can't be too happy. With Donald, you figure you're going to get Donald going at Mayfield. Well, that's not happening. You're going to have Donald on the sideline in a sweatsuit. Trevor Siemian Jones. That's not his real name, but you know who he is.
No, correct.
So he's not exactly going to move the needle, but we'll see. Two good running backs having at it. My guy, Nick Chubb, was on my fantasy football team, and then we got Lev Bell. So that should be good. A couple of good receivers going at it. Yeah, you know, I'll be locked in. You?
I'm going to be into it.
Did we predict this game? You, me, on your... I don't remember.
I don't think so.
Neither of us did.
No, I don't, no. I don't think we made a pick on this game.
All right.
I don't remember. Right. No, I don't think so.
I don't remember.
We can make a pick later on.
What?
Taz, you had Browns minus six.
I made my pick, Moose.
Nice.
You like that pick?
I do like that pick. I'd go with the Browns as well.
Andrew, you like that pick?
I do.
Okay.
Shut up!
What's going on, buddy? How are you?
I'm doing well. It's good to see you again, Lewis, as well. So the Saints lost Drew Brees in the first quarter yesterday in L.A. They weren't losing to the Rams, though, until the third.
Jared Goff brings his team to the line with Gurley behind him. He takes the snap. He tosses left. Gurley behind his block. Sprinty to the left side. And in! Touchdown, Todd Gurley! Touchdown, L.A.! With 5:39 to go in the third, the Rams have the first touchdown of week two.
J.B. Long on Rams Radio. L.A. QB Jared Goff passing and rushing scores after Gurley's TD for a 27-9 Rams win. As for Brees, he has reportedly seen a specialist already and is dealing probably with a ligament injury in his right thumb. The Saints should know later today how much time Brees misses, if any. And then there's the right elbow injury Ben Roethlisberger suffered in the Steelers' 28-26 home loss to the Seahawks. Big Ben recoiled after throwing a first-half pass, didn't speak to reporters post-game. Right now, ESPN reporting that a decision comes today on whether or not Big Ben needs surgery. Antonio Brown caught a touchdown pass in his Patriots' debut yesterday, a 43-0 rout in Miami. His accuser, Brittany Taylor, expected to meet today with league investigators. Back on the field, the Falcons fought off the Eagles last night, 24-20. Julio Jones, a 54-yard catch and run for the go-ahead points with 2:10 to play. Philly played most of this one without receivers DeSean Jackson and Alshon Jeffrey, and Carson Wentz went through concussion protocol in the first half. For the first time in his short career, Patrick Mahomes didn't produce points in the first quarter yesterday. He fixed that on the first play of the second.
Mahomes throwing left wide open to Marcus Robinson inside the five. Touchdown, Kansas City!
That's Mitch Holtis on Chiefs Radio. Mahomes threw for 278 yards and four scores in that second quarter. It's the most passing yards in a quarter since Brees had 294 in a fourth quarter back in 2008. Mahomes and the Chiefs won in Oakland 28-10. The Dodgers scored once in the eighth, once in the ninth. They beat the Mets 5-3 last night. New York drops four games behind the Cubs for the second NL wild card. Guys?
All right, thanks, Andrew.
That's great, Andrew. Thanks.
Let's welcome aboard right now Mark Herzlick, NFL analyst, college football analyst for the ACC Network, former linebacker at Boston College with the Giants as well in the National Football League. Hey, Mark, Taz and the Moose with you. Thanks for a couple minutes this morning, bud.
Hey, Mark, what's up?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you got it, Mark. You know, let's start with the NFL, certainly, in a team that you know and you played for, and that is the Giants here. You know, Taz and I were talking about a little bit earlier on. I mean, another ugly performance yesterday at home against the Buffalo Bills. We know Eli Manning there. You've got Daniel Jones. You know, when do you think that transition is? Some would say not now. Some would say make the argument transition now. Get the young quarterback as much experience as you can. This Giant team's not going anywhere. What about from your perspectives, Mark? What do you see when you look at that quarterback spot for the Giants here moving forward?
Yeah, it's, you know, I think that it's too early to throw him in full time, but I don't think it's a problem at all getting him playing time. You know, especially the past couple games where they've been obvious in the start of the second half that the game is pretty much out of hand. And it doesn't show on the scoreboard is out of hand. It's just as you watch the game, you just see absolutely nothing sparked by the offense. The defense hasn't been able to stop anybody. So, you know, it's a very concerning time, I think, for Giants fans. They're watching their team implode almost, and the carryover that they were hoping to see from last year in Pat Shurmur's second year as head coach and second year with a new offense and second year with a new defense, you're hoping there's more continuity and there's some you know, sparks, especially with all the changes that the general manager made. And they haven't seen any of it. So I definitely think that Daniel Jones is the bright spot of the future. I think Eli Manning has, you know, he's played in a way that doesn't allow a ton of success for the team. I mean, he's only had eight throws over 20 yards in the first two games, and he's 3 for 8 and 0 touchdowns and 1 interception. So, you know, when you're not able to get the ball down the field, maybe due to receivers or whatever it is, you start to say, okay, let me see what I saw from that young guy, Daniel Jones, in the preseason. And I think that after week four, I think that's when a lot of general managers start to look at their team and say, okay, we've gone through the first quarter of the season. What changes do we need to make? And I think that week four is a time that you might see, or you know, after week four, week five is when you might see a change. But I think it's too soon so far.
Mark, let me ask you, you know, because I watched this game too, and you could tell, like, the energy, the difference with a young quarterback like Josh Allen for the Bills. And it was a different type of – just watching it on TV, it resonated a different type of energy to the point you're kind of making. With Eli, there was a different type of – not the same energy. From a defensive perspective, as a guy like yourself who's played at the highest elite level, you've been across some great offenses, some bad offenses, and all different type of offenses. Can you feel that difference? So if you're across from a veteran guy who doesn't have that same energy, maybe he's long in the tooth as a player, no disrespect on Eli, but you get where I'm going. Can you feel that as a defensive player, we can tee off on this guy, as opposed to that young gunslinger that, all right, well, he's got a certain kind of energy, we kind of have to be a little reserved here. You know, bring us into a defensive huddle, or a linebacker's mindset.
Yeah, it's actually interesting. It's funny. It's almost the opposite of what you're saying. You sense that young guy's energy and maybe excitement, and you say, okay, let's use that against him. You know, it's sometimes when you go against the guy who's long in the tooth, the veteran, the, you know, Tom Brady, the Drew Brees, it's not an obvious energy, right? Like, they have a poise about them. And I think that a poise is something that these quarterbacks develop as they go on in their careers. But you know, I remember, you know, early in Kirk Cousins' career, I was lined up across from him, and it was like, yeah, he had energy, but it was almost nervous energy. Mm. And so, like, you can tee off on that. So, you know, there's a distinct difference between a confident energy and like a poise,
right,
versus a nervous energy.
He's panicked,
and,
yeah.
And you can like see it in their eyes when
really?
They're lining up.
That's
they have like
crazy.
These wide eyes, and you're just like, oh, this boy.
Yeah, we got him.
He's going to have a rough day.
Yeah.
So for Eli specifically, you know, there's, I think that frustration is you barely see any energy. Like, you don't see a, but you never have, right? It's never like you've been like, oh my gosh, Eli, look at him. He's so energetic.
Right. That's true.
It's just, he's never been that way.
Yeah.
So I think Giants fans can put up with that when you're winning, but you know, consistently losing, you say, okay, well, what's the one position that can change that right now? And it's always in football, the quarterback position. If you have a great quarterback, you have a better chance of winning. If you don't have as good a quarterback, then you don't have as good a chance of winning. So the idea is, do we make that change right now and see what Daniel Jones can do? Or, you know, in my opinion, what they should do is continue with Eli for this year, or at least for most of this year. Daniel Jones needs to have this real-life game experience, but part of that game experience comes from being on the sidelines and listening to the plays being called and listening to how fast everything happens. And then once he goes in, he'll have a better idea because he's been, you know, shadowing Eli, for lack of a better term.
You know, Mark, which team, you know, if the Roethlisberger elbow injury is significant and the Brees injury to his thumb is significant, Steelers or Saints, which one of those teams do you think could still have a successful year without their star quarterback?
Well, I think the Saints. I think that, you know, Alvin Kamara brings so much out of the backfield, and Teddy Bridgewater is a quarterback who, you know, has done it. You know, he's been successful with the Vikings in 1 year at least, and he's a guy who seems to have. You know, when you talk about energy at the quarterback position, he seems to just have the ear and the minds of the players, and you saw it last year through the playoffs and everything, where, you know, he was so involved, not necessarily on the field. And I think the multiple personnel, the multiple formations that they run, you know, sometimes they have multiple quarterbacks on the field anyways. I think the Saints are set up to highlight Drew Brees' arm ability and his ability to make plays, but they have so many other weapons that I think the Saints are in better shape to thrive without their quarterback.
Well, you speak of weapons, Mark. I got to ask you from a defensive perspective, how good is this, as a defensive player going against, I'm saying, a great offense like the Patriots, that's where I'm going. How good is this Patriots team? They have just a plethora of weapons from Edelman to, obviously, Antonio Brown now and Josh Gordon. Tom Brady, well-documented. Sonny Michel, I mean, Lacoste at tight end. I mean, how do you figure this out as a defensive player or as a defensive coordinator?
Well, it's I think, one guy it's fun to highlight is Matt Lacoste, and he – he was on the practice squad at the Giants for many years with me. And, I think I love to see how he's thriving because we saw flashes of him in New York Giants, but he didn't have a big name. He wasn't the guy. And what I love about the New England Patriots are they take these guys that they see the flashes from and they give them opportunities. And Matt Lacoste is a guy who come in and get opportunities and he's playing well for them, but you're exactly right. This is going to be the scariest New England Patriots offense that we've seen maybe in 15 years. They have weapons, and a lot of times Tom Brady
Taz, I'm sorry for your bills.
Yeah,
but this time he is going to do it with everybody.
See, Mark, the thing is, I'm a Bills fan.
Yeah,
so Moose is just apologizing.
I just said, I'm sorry, Taz. I'm sorry. It's over. It's over. Be happy you're 2-0. You're not winning the division.
I just want the season end right now, Mark. I'm happy as a Bills fan. We're good. 2-0, we're good.
Right. Taz, get me to the new year.
That's it. We're done.
I want to get to the draft next year.
Wouldn't that be nice?
It would be. Mark, close out the conversation where you look at, in terms of, around the league. When you look at the Browns tonight in the Monday night game, what kind of, do you think they got humbled enough with their week one performance against Tennessee? What do you expect to see tonight in the Monday night affair against the Jets?
Well, I think that it's interesting. The Browns, I feel like you talk about humble pie and New England Patriots and all that stuff. I feel like they're kind of the opposite team. They need to they kind of thrive off of this cocky mentality,
right.
And it starts with their quarterback, and you just bring in different pieces of cockiness on the outside, and sometimes you just gotta be the bully, right? So you can't be so finesse oriented, and sometimes when you're that cocky, you gotta you gotta throw fists and get up and start fighting first. And so I think that's going to be the key to the Browns' success. They gotta. It's not just backing up their talk. It's more so, let me go out and prove that I can dominate physically, and then we can get to the dances and the celebrations and the limelight afterwards. So I look for them to be physical early, and they got to get rid of big penalties that hurt them last game, and they have a lot of potential, but it's how can they harness a lot of their emotions into going out and kicking the snot out of somebody.
Hey, Mark, we appreciate it, man. Enjoy the game tonight. Enjoy the rest of your Monday, and thanks for cutting out a couple minutes for us.
Thanks a lot, Mark.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Take care.
You got it. Mark Herzlick, NFL analyst, ACC Network. Check him out. Does college as well. Cancer survivor. Great story at Boston College. National Football League with the Giants. Taz, a wonderful young story, a very good young man, and does a good job as an analyst. And
he does.
Basically said, if you're a fan of any other AFC team, good night, the Lights.
Go Pats!
That's more or less
it's
what he said.
It's the best Patriot offense in 15 years.
In 15 years. And you looked at me like, you're in trouble, buddy. And I looked at you like I am.
I'm glad my team stinks.
Yeah.
We're in the other conference.
You Redskins, you have zero expectations.
No hope whatsoever. It doesn't bother me when they lose because I know going into it, they're a terrible team.
And that's the thing now. It's like, now, as a Bills fan, now you're like, and now everybody's talking, they're talking positive about the Bills. Like, oh, yeah, Josh Allen, there's all this, the running back, look at Gore.
A lot of positivity.
Gore's running the ball. He looks like he's 25 years old.
Looks great.
He looks great. And all that's great now. It's all great now, Moose.
Gore and Brady, they must work. They never age.
That's a good thing right there.
Gore and Tom Brady.
Those two, right.
They never age.
Shit,
Frank Gore could be running the football 10 years from now.
He's
he never ages.
When I heard we got him, I'm like, oh, God, not this guy's a relic. Stop. And then I saw him on the field in the preseason. I'm like, whoa, He's in pretty good shape.
Yeah.
And now in the regular season, he looks like a kid. He looks ripped.
Well, the other thing is, you've got to be some kind of athlete to come back from the knee injuries that he's come back from.
True.
And still be playing at a high level. I mean, you're not. You're talking about multiple ACL injuries that Frank Gore has suffered.
That's a good point.
And be able to play at this level, at this stage, and take the beating and not lose a step. There's a lot to be said about that with Frank Gore.
He trucked a guy. I don't remember who was near the goal line yesterday in the Giants. Dude, he re-trucked this dude, literally ran him over, a kid that was probably 10 or 12 years younger than him. Trucked the hell out of him.
That is for Frankie right. Gore. Yes, yeah. You can roll it.
Get the Bengals next week, baby. Up in Buffalo.
Yes.
The only New York spot you can watch an NFL game.
Yes.
Buffalo,
yes.
New York.
That's it. They're celebrating. Bill's Mafia.
Bengals are coming to town.
Watch out for all the sobs up there.
You know, JR wants to go to a game because we're both friends with Cody Ford, offensive lineman who played for Oklahoma.
There you go.
Yeah, we might go to a little game, me and JR.
Maybe next week some member of the Bill's Mafia will light themselves on fire pregame.
That could happen.
In celebration.
They would have loved to be at the Titans game.
Tables.
Just throw himself on the sideline.
Right. Tables
fire
on
going on.
Right. Bills are coming to town. You know what that means? A lot of drinking, tables on fire, and public sex.
Taz and the Moose right
That's
here on
it.
This lovely
CBS
Monday.
Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
You got something over there? You're a good guy.
All right, time right now to answer our Ask the Pros question of the day, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Today's question is, Frank in Jersey, do my Jets have any shot tonight versus the Browns? I mean, I think you got a chance. I think Simeon will embarrass himself. I just worry about that secondary being able to hold up. And, you know, the Browns are going to play a sloppy, unfocused football game once again, Taz.
Yeah.
If they do, yeah, the Jets can win.
Sure. Could
Don't
happen.
Forget, you can submit a question by going to cbssportsradio.com/askthepros. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
I'm a little distracted. That's why I couldn't talk to Frank in New Jersey, but you handled it perfectly, Moose.
Yeah.
Now, I go into the men's room, you know. It's like, you ever get this situation? You've seen this. You've been in a lot of men's rooms in your career and, you know, all over different buildings.
I don't even know what that means.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, you're always traveling. You're always working somewhere. You're a big studio guy and like I am. You know, we're always in men's rooms. So anyway, at separate times. My point is, let me get off that topic. So here's the thing. You go into the men's room and you're at the urinal and then you hear a guy. This just happened to me here. And he walks into the men's room on the phone, and his conversation is for public consumption. And he's obviously talking to his buddy, okay? And he's talking about his wife's job, and she's transferring. And meanwhile, he's doing number one. And it's like a full, like a fountain going on in that one stall. While he's talking to this guy, it's like, and I thought of you, Moose, because I'm thinking, I wonder if Moose is like me, where this is awkward. Like, I can't go stay on the phone with somebody while I am doing number one with a full FDNY fire hose type of flow. Like, I can't do that.
I never really thought about it. I would never.
You wouldn't do that, right?
No. I don't usually talk to people.
That's what I'm saying. It's weird. That's right. Mike, right? You feel like this is the thing you do too, or no?
Well, yes, I would feel uncomfortable with it.
Just me. Pete, you're the same?
Yeah, afraid of it dropping in the toilet, too.
What dropping?
The phone.
Oh, the phone. Okay, I got it.
Yes.
It's next. FaceTime?
Yeah, that's strange. You're able to work your way through it, though.
No, it was all right, bro. Just some things I observe. I feel like
I
think it's good to bring up on the show. I thought maybe we could have a conversation about it.
I'd be more bothered by it was number two than number one.
Well, I mean, if the guy's sitting there and blow out at Yucca Flats and he's on the phone with you. No, but I don't need to. I don't know how to say this on the radio, so that's why I'm not going to say anything more. So it's just like when you're on the phone with me, like just.
Don't go to the bathroom.
Yeah, your hand should be on the phone or on a pen or the steering wheel or something. That's illegal.
You shouldn't really go into the bathroom.
Yeah, just keep it in your pocket.
Yeah, I agree. I don't disagree.
That's all I'm saying.
Wholeheartedly
just
agree.
Keep it in your pocket. Do the undercard now?
Fair assessment.
You want to do it now?
Sure. Here we go.
All right.
Taz and the Moose present the Undercard. The stories from today's rundown that we haven't talked about on the show.
All right, Michael, what do we got, buddy?
All right, today is National Guacamole Day.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Are you doing anything to celebrate?
Yeah, sleeping. I'm going to take a nap.
I didn't even realize National Guacamole Day.
I'll follow it under Who Gives a Rat's Ass.
How does it become National Guacamole Day, Mike?
I'm not familiar with the protocol for guacamole to get
through. I know how.
I don't know.
I know how it happened because everything in this world today, everybody's worried about something. So you got to make sure guacamole's happy. It's a friggin' plant or a seed. Next!
The guacamole is great.
Next.
I love it.
This is Taz.
Can I? I gotcha.
Hold on.
I was just curious. Why would you single out National Guacamole? Why would you single out guacamole and give it a day? Does every food have its own day?
Probably, yeah.
Is there National Cereal Day?
I don't know. There is.
National Hot Dog Day?
There is, actually.
National Burger Day?
There is. The show's over, though. But anyway.
National Pulled Pork Day?
All right.
Is there really National Pulled Pork Day?
I don't know. Michael Fine.
National
out.
Cereal Day, September 17th. So I think it's tomorrow.
There we go. That's good stuff, brother.
Thank you, too.
Mike, Pete, good job. Good to have you back, Pete, and Bogus as well. Folks, enjoy your Monday, everybody. Peace.
There's got to be a 10-second runoff here.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Bringing a data center online takes more than equipment. It takes precision. Graybar helps customers predict, stage, schedule, deliver, and verify every step of the build with critical products that are available now. From networking and wireless to critical power and testing tools, our teams help you reduce downtime risk and keep projects on track. Speed. Scale. Ready now. Yep. Graybar does that.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.